This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Solar bill escapes fiscal gauntlet. USDA spares some offices and rescissions head to the Hill. Solar bill that has divided farm groups survives a key hurdle. The legislature is advancing a bill to relax Williamson Act restrictions for converting fallowed farmland to solar development. The measure has divided the ag industry. Western Growers wants to support farmers with alternative revenue opportunities for the land, while the California Farm Bureau worries about weakening a law central to preserving farmland. AB 1156 has now survived a key fiscal committee that stalled a similar proposal last year. Assembly Appropriations initially said that easing the fees would likely lead to millions of dollars in lost revenue to the state. But this year, committee staff unsure what the fiscal impacts could be. Another factor that likely benefited the bill this year was that the author chairs the committee. Farm Bureau still pressing Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland to narrow the scope of her bill with more specific language on lands considered as having insufficient water supplies. The bill is up for a critical floor vote this week to advance to the Senate. Grocers lead lawsuit against Santa Cruz over soda tax. A coalition of grocers, retailers, beverage distributors, and restaurant owners have filed a lawsuit over a 2 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks in Santa Cruz. The trade groups are asking the Sacramento County Superior Court to halt enforcement of the sales tax and to return all the money collected from taxpayers. They contend it violates the state's 2018 law banning cities and towns from enacting taxes on groceries. Yet a state court in 2023 struck down the central provision of the law. The Santa Cruz City Council was the first to test that decision by placing the beverage tax on their 2024 ballot for voters to approve. The California Chamber of Commerce joined the lawsuit yesterday. President and CEO Jennifer Barrera argued the city leaders, quote, sold their constituents at a fatally flawed tax scheme. She called it a regressive tax that will impact working class families hardest. Rollins seeks to maintain leases in 8 California USDA offices. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has asked the General Services Administration to rescind lease termination notices for 8 California USDA field offices, she says, in a letter to Senator Adam Schiff. GSA has officially rescinded termination notices for offices in Bakersfield, Blythe, Los Angeles, and Salinas, but Rollins also has asked it to do the same for sites in Madera, Oxford, Woodland, and Yreka. Take note, the USDA still discussing, quote, the viability of continuing a lease for a Forest Service office in Mount Shasta or, quote, if the services provided out of that office can be performed at a more suitable location, Rollins says in the letter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. AFBF details farm tax impact. The average farm would pay $5,125 more in taxes each year should Congress fail to extend expiring provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That's according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The additional taxes would total $9.3 billion from the ag sector. Biggest impact would come from higher individual tax rates and the expiration of the 20% deduction for pass-through business income. That deduction, known as Section 199A, would rise to 23% under the House-passed budget reconciliation bill. Lawmakers to consider spending cuts. The White House is expected to send lawmakers a package of spending rescissions later this week. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota told colleagues yesterday that the proposed spending cancellations will be high on the Senate's agenda for this month. Congress has 45 days to act on the rescissions request once it's submitted to the Hill. Approval only takes a majority vote of both chambers. The administration has identified a number of wasteful uses of taxpayer dollars, and we will be taking up this package and eliminating this waste, Thune said. We will make it a priority. Take note, Thune also reiterated GOP leaders' goal of getting the budget reconciliation bill to President Donald Trump's desk by July 4th. Senate Republicans remain divided over some key issues with the House passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Trump goes to Supreme Court for relief from RIF order. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to put a hold on a lower judge's order that stopped USDA and most major federal agencies from pursuing reorganizations and reductions in force. The request came in an application to stay an injunction issued by the federal judge in the Northern District of California. Solicitor General D. John Sauer said yesterday in the administration's filing that, quote, the general direction and guidance in a Trump executive order and subsequent memo from OMB and OPM are unquestionably lawful. Plaintiffs in the case include federal employee unions, professional societies, local governments, and nonprofits such as the Northeast Organic Farming Association. They'll have until next Monday to respond. Here's today's final word. This is a reckless and unnecessary risk that offers no benefit to the American public. That California's congressional Democrats in a letter demanding the Trump administration reinstate terminated National Weather Service staff at the Sacramento and Hanford forecasting offices. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.